The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, a comeback win for the Cowboys in Pittsburgh last night.
It went late, but Dallas downed the Steelers following a 70-yard drive.
And Dak tossed the winning touchdown with 20 seconds left.
Prescott in the gun, snap is back. He has some time. He throws it in the end zone. It's a touchdown to Jalen Tolbert.
Brad Sham with the call. Early on, Dak struggled, tossing two interceptions and losing a fumble in the red zone, but when it counted with the game on the line, he led two long fourth-quarter drives to score two touchdowns for the win. The Cowboys' running game was much improved with 130 yards on the ground, 87 of those from Rico Dowdle. Next up for the Cowboys, they host the Lions Sunday, heading into their bye week. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So how are the Cowboys fans feeling after the win last night? Well, they're kind of tired, but happy with a low-scoring win.
It's pretty much defense at this point. Low-scoring game, defense, offense, both our teams not doing too good. We're like, wow, what's going on right now?
Hey, we'll take the win, right?
Absolutely. It is 7:05 at KRLD. Well, a father and son's first fishing trip in Dallas turns tragic. The bodies of 26-year-old Fernando Carlos and his young son Noah were pulled from Mountain Creek Lake over the weekend. This family member tells NBC5 the child slipped into the water. His father, who could not swim, jumped in to try to save him.
Noah was already gone, and we at least tried to find Fernando. He's bigger. You try to see if we could find him at least, but Ira couldn't find him. He couldn't find it, and the water kept taking him, so we pulling them out.
Despite efforts from family members to help, they were unable to rescue them. Noah would have turned 7 in December.
Former Texas Rangers pitcher Matt Bush is facing multiple charges after a DWI crash in Arlington over the weekend. Police say Bush fled a traffic stop before crashing into another vehicle at Pioneer Parkway and Collins. Bystanders detained Bush as he tried to flee the scene. He's now charged with DWI, evading arrest, and accident involving injury. Bush was the number one overall pick by the Padres in the MLB draft 20 years ago. His early career was derailed by multiple incidents involving alcohol, including 3 DUIs.
A Coppell man has failed to convince an appeals court to overturn his capital murder conviction.
25-year-old Simeon Bonilla Rubio is in jail for life without parole for murdering girlfriend Cassidy Hinojosa in 2021. The couple were in a car in Denton and had an argument. Cassidy was pregnant. Bonilla never denied shooting his girlfriend 3 times in the neck. He claimed she pulled a gun during that argument and that he took it away and shot her, fearing for his life. The jury didn't buy that story. Neither did the Second Court of Appeals in Fort Worth. Because Hinojosa was pregnant, the charge was capital murder and the sentence, mandatory life without parole. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The National Hurricane Center says Florida should monitor the progress of Hurricane Milton as the storm strengthens in the Gulf of Mexico.
The storm was on track to become a major hurricane with the Tampa Bay area in its path.
The entire Florida Peninsula on the Gulf side has the potential to have major impacts from storm surge. How that storm ultimately develops in terms of the track will obviously have a big impact in terms of which areas are going to get more damage than others.
Forecasters say Milton could potentially cross Florida and head out into the Atlantic. Cristian Benavides, CBS News, Tampa,
it's
Florida.
Now a Category 3 storm.
Meanwhile, in the Helene impact zone, it was a great story. A Texas pilot using his plane to help storm victims.
Jim Allman of Waco put the call out, and before he knew it, Central Texans pitched in. He packed his Twin Arrow Commander to the max. 400 pounds of diapers, wet wipes, mosquito repellent, pet food, shovels, gloves, flashlights, and tools. Allman says it was like seeing a massive airlift.
One airplane flew in there as a little motorized glider, 2 seats, and he had 2 cases of water strapped to his back seat. There's no roof on it, and I thought that was neat, and he said, look, I had to do something.
From there, he shuttled supplies from one devastated community to the next. A mission that lasted 2 days also took him to Tennessee. He hauled a total of 3,000 pounds of supplies. He says every volunteer was sweat-stained and exhausted, and he'd go back again if needed. From the 24-hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man is dead after falling into a hot spring in Yellowstone National Park. He had intended to go hot potting, an illegal and dangerous activity in which people soak in hot springs like a hot tub. But Yellowstone's hot springs are very acidic, and the temperatures of the water can reach as much as 400 degrees, 400. Keep in mind, water boils at 212 degrees. Mm. Rescuers were unable to recover his body.
Ah. Meanwhile, in North Texas, the bodies of a six-year-old boy and his dad have been pulled from a creek that feeds Mountain Creek Lake. They went missing on Saturday.
An Austin police officer has been convicted of deadly conduct in the shooting of a man armed with a knife.
The president of Texas A&M International University, that's in Laredo, has died unexpectedly at the age of 74.
Today's your last day to register to vote if you plan to cast a ballot in the November election.
Checking for voter status is something that voter advocacy groups and nonprofits across North Texas have been very busy checking for in this last push to get Texans registered to vote.
We doubled the number of voter guides that we will be putting out this year, and they will be in the libraries, the recreation centers, a number of churches, especially Southern Dallas churches, have asked for voter guides.
Now, the League of Women Voters, who you just heard from there, has hosted registration events all weekend with another one today at Richland College in Dallas. It runs from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Anyone can walk up and get in-person help to make sure they are good to go.
That's NBC5's Alana Quillen reporting. We've got a link to check your status or register to vote at KRLD.com.
Well, this is interesting. A company that proclaims itself to be the world's fastest growing cryptocurrency platform, and it's got links to the Dallas Cowboys, in fact, it's moving its North America headquarters from Miami to East Texas.
Crypto.com, based in Singapore, is operating its new office inside the Plaza Tower in downtown Tyler. According to its website, the company serves more than 80 million customers. KLTV Television reports Crypto.com president of North America, James Grabo, says they decided to relocate their Miami office to a central location in the U.S., which made the Dallas area attractive. And in their search around Dallas, they found Tyler, which Grabo calls a great city with a lot of young talent at UT Tyler. From the 24 Our news center, John Mark Dempsey, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's Ag Awareness Day out at the State Fair of Texas. Celebrations going down as the FCCLA, the FFA, the 4-H student leaders from across the state gather to honor Texas's agricultural roots. The day starts with a welcome at 10, a birthday banner activity for kids in hospitals, and communication training for the students as well. A scavenger hunt scheduled for the afternoon. Events wrapping up on Wednesday with a major food drive benefiting the North Texas Food Bank.
John, did you wake up those chickens?
I did. Absolutely, I did. I said, hey, rooster.
Get up.
We get up way before the roosters do.
We do. Okay, another reason she is truly an American treasure, Dolly Parton is in Newport, Tennessee to announce that she is donating $1 million of her own personal money to Hurricane Helene recovery efforts, and that the Dollywood Foundation is pledging an additional million.
It's personal because I have a lot of my own relatives that live here, and when we heard about this, it was devastating, not just because it was my family, because all these people feel like my people. We all feel related, and we are in some sort of way, so it just devastated me.
She even broke into song with a twist on her hit, Jolene.
Helene, 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 Helene. But we're all here to mend these broken hearts. And that's what I'm doing here. So,
oh, Dolly's the best. She grew up in Eastern Tennessee and says she wanted to give back to the community where she was raised.
Absolutely outstanding. It's something a lot of us do. We scroll mindlessly through these video apps like YouTube, and they've got those YouTube short videos on there. If you're a fan of those, normally you only have to sit through about a minute before moving on to the next one. Those shorts might start taking up more of your time, though. As of October 15th, YouTube will let users upload shorts up to 3 minutes in length. It's something that those content creators say they wanted so they could tell more of their stories in short form, I guess, without actually posting it as a YouTube video. I don't know.
Three minutes is the TikTok length.
I'm going to put my head down now.
Yeah. No, I get that.
You go watch some of those YouTube short videos.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.